couldn't have had, plastic wasn't invented very long ago, was it?
Well, I don't remember, I know it's from Paul Bain. But you leave a nest egg.
Did you
ever? Never did take all of the eggs out of the nest.
You always left at least one.
At least one. But you'd pick it up the next day and leave another fresh egg.
Did you ever call it a china egg?
Well, here's a china egg around here now. That's what, that may have been made out of china instead of plastic, what I thought.
It's
got a china egg around here somewhere.
Mama said they used white rocks, which would, you know, be,
well, you put,
you know, something white.
Put that in the goose nest.
Oh, that goes in the goose nest. Now, why would you put something different for a goose and a hen?
Well, a goose's egg would be about the size of a pear. And the hen egg would be...
It's still a lot smaller than a goose.
And it'd take a rock to get you a rock. And the vomit, you get the egg quick if you thought it laid. Mm-hmm. And if you left a nest egg out there, possum or polecat may have it poked there, so you put a rock in there, and wasn't nothing towed up. Huh?
I see. Makes sense. Okay, now let me ask you about hog killing. After a hog, okay, what time of the year did you kill hogs?
Well, we kill hogs any time after it got real cold. We had a hog killing, two hog killings. One before Christmas, that's a rule, and one after Christmas.
So, December and January?
December and February, we get one bunch sort of waked up. And we had a lot of pressures. And Mom and Papa always kill a hog apiece for the kids and them, and kill one for company.
For company now? Wait, what do you mean for company? Was this sent to
We figured that, they figured there'd be enough of company to visit with them through the year that would eat up a hog, and we would need a hog apiece.
So you kept it all, but you just said this would be enough for us,
but
and
just
this
add
would
another
be
hog for company.
For company.
Huh?
And was that about the right amount?
Yeah, that'd be about what they figured right. See, it was Mom and Papa and nine of us children, we had to have 11 hogs by ourselves. Because having that, the kids might need a whole hog, but somebody like working boy, like Iris myself, they eat over hog.
Pretty much more so. There were three. One for the... Did your folks call you children or young'uns or...
Well, of course, what's all the young'uns then? They'd say, young'uns do so-and-so. And this is my children.
What do you call Laverne and Loretta and Myra and Carl? What did you call them when they were growing up? Your
kids.
You called them your kids? Did you ever call them your young'uns?
No, I didn't.
My mother still calls us young'uns.
Well, I call mine kids. I mean, my kids.
Okay. Back to the hog killings. Okay, after you butchered the hog, after he was killed, what did you do anything with his head? And did you call the...
Well, I tell you, we'd butcher the hogs, we'd get the hair from them, and we'd hang them up. You kill hogs in cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't no ice storage place to keep them. And you kill them on cold days,
mm-hmm,
where the flies and then the meat would keep. That's a rule, and you packed it down in the smokehouse.
Mm-hmm.